About time.
I was getting lunch. I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
I
why?
know.
You
Well, I
had
think
lunch at like 4 o'clock the other day.
I know. That's because I. Why did I do that? Was it because my
I don't know.
dog? No, lunch.
I
That was
don't.
lunch.
Yeah, no, you like, I called you on your cell phone
Yes.
asking for my GBT, and you were
Yeah.
like, well, I'm pulling back into the office for lunch. I'm like, and it's four.
Do you know normally I don't even take a lunch? True story. My HR lady and I were talking about that. She's like, your time card's
You
all effed
shouldn't tell
up.
her that.
She knows it. And I'm like, I didn't have time today. And she's like, well, we'll just leave early. I'm like, oh, okay. I work late now.
Sure. You're like, I still am working even
Correct.
when I'm not here.
She's like, we're gonna have to put you on salary. I'm like, you will not. No.
Oh
No.
gosh. Well, even if you're on salary though and you're working a certain amount of overtime, they have to pay you that.
Yeah, I know. I do you know how much overtime I make? Never. I would do, never do salary. Never.
Well, it's like you don't have young kids anymore or anything, and like,
Right.
why not? If you want to work and you enjoy it, why not?
Yeah, like traveling. Oh my God, I kill it when I travel.
Oh yeah, 'cause you're like on the clock all the time,
Yeah.
like doing like dinners and
Full
yeah.
days. Yep.
Yeah.
10 to 10. It's crazy.
You.
I know. It's all right. What's going on with you?
Oh. Not much. We just had a couple come in, and we need to find a 2-carat oval
Okay.
natural, like a IJVS2.
Okay.
We need to be about like 8,000 top 11,000.
Okay.
Wait, is that right?
Well, just to, no, I mean, you're off. You'd have to be J.
Yeah, I think 11 is our cap.
Okay. So, why the specific color and clarity? Just out of curiosity.
It's like that sweet spot. If it had a little bit of like if it was a J and it had a little bit of fluorescence, it would be good, but
Okay.
like
Is it more
yeah,
of a
we'd
budget
like
thing, though?
yeah, like they want the 2-carat,
Right.
and like they have a decent budget, but and like 11,000 is your cost,
Right.
like our cost.
Okay.
But it's hard with the like they're just doing a solitaire, but the solitaire eats up like $2,000 of their budget with the price of
Right.
gold.
Right. Right.
So it's just.
I'm just wondering why VS, because you're out of budget with VS, to be honest.
Are you sure though?
I mean, if I got something with some fluorescence, it could probably help. Medium to strong. But I'm saying if it's going in a pendant, that's why I'm asking, is it more of a budget? Like, can you do a beautiful, just clean
It's a
wedding?
ring.
Oh, it's a ring.
It's
Okay,
an
well, that's
engagement
fine.
ring.
All right, I'm going to do good, better, best because I think that's the way I always do stuff.
I guess like when I look on Raffnet, there's like that's I can find many options in that budget.
Sure,
So that's why I'm
of
like, are you
course.
sure 11 is?
Yeah, but that's like a customer coming up to you and saying, if I go on Blue Nile, I can see tons. That's because you don't know what you're getting, right? So yeah, you definitely can. You could probably get one for 7,000. It's going to look really bad. But let me look. Let me
And they
see.
do want excellent polish, excellent symmetry as well.
Obviously.
Yes. And like a high 1.9, like just under a 2 is also fine.
Okay. When are they coming back in?
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But I need to have options a couple days
Before
before
that.
so I can confirm that we have things in.
Yeah. All right, let me work my magic. Working,
Okay.
working, working. My owner has been, I actually, we got into a fight, not a fight, a love spat, if you will, Because he's been holding diamonds on me. I'm like, I need these diamonds. Like, what are we doing? He's like, oh, I have them. They're in the back system. I'm like, what? I'm like, why?
Options.
Like, why do you hate me? He's like, oh, we were getting to it. We just were pricing out. And no, friend. We got to go. It's crunch time.
It's Christmas. It's the engagement ring time.
Correct.
Like, it's now or never. If you don't have it, then somebody's going to get it somewhere else.
Correct. He said that, too. And then he said that to me, and I'm like, wait.
You got to get it out then.
The inventory in the goddamn system. And then everyone's looking at me like, you do know you're talking to the owner of the company. I'm like, yeah, I know, but this is our love language.
Yeah, but also, I'm not replaceable. So.
For sure. No, I definitely am. Actually, I'm not. You're right. Thank you.
Yeah, you already called them out for that.
I will tell you this, in all seriousness. Mm-hmm. I am probably my owner's favorite. I can't say that too well. And actually, he's very good to me. He drives me out of my fucking mind. Don't get me wrong. But he's actually very good to me. Other than that, though, mostly, though, he drives me out of my mind. He knows it, though, too.
Mm.
That's why we work well together.
What did you get for lunch?
Well, I'm eating a salad. But I did have a little of
Have you tried the Grinch French fries from McDonald's?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, dude. It's like fucking viral all over right now. How do you not see
the Grinch
McDonald's Happy Meal?
French fries?
Yeah. So like the Grinch Happy Meal is you can either get a 10-piece nugget or a Big Mac with a medium fry, and it comes with like this special Grinch salt and a shaky bag. So you put your fries and the seasoning packet into the bag and you shake it. And then it also comes with like a pair of socks, like mystery socks that are Grinch McDonald's themed, and a diet and a medium drink for like $12.
Okay, now I have to go. I've literally never heard of this.
I went to get it last night, and they're already sold out in our area. It just started like 4 days ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but you can still get the Grinch, like, fries separate. It's just they have limited amounts of, like, the meal with the socks.
Okay, that's different.
But the fries, oh, my God, I don't know if it's because I'm pregnant, but, like, I fucking love dill pickle. And they're basically dill pickle fries.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's so fucking good, Anne.
That's a little dangerous, to be honest.
I want to go back tonight to get the dill pickle.
Oh, my God. That's because
I had them last night for the first time. Yeah, but it's so fucking good. I don't usually finish my fries. Like, I'll eat about half of them. I ate all of them.
Huh.
And I wanted more.
I know. Well, we did order. So we order from this one restaurant every year, and they told us no, they couldn't do it. We're like, what?
What?
We've been ordering for years. They're like, yeah, sorry.
For what?
I don't know, but the owner has a new girlfriend, and even when we were like, yeah, but it's our, yeah, we always, and she's like, yeah, no. We were like, hey, bitch. So we went to this other place, which is just as good, and we got chicken parm, ziti,
mm-hmm.
sausage and peppers, potatoes, and salad.
Mm.
It's good. I mean the salad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys like had catered lunch?
Oh, yeah.
That on Saturdays?
Yeah, every Saturday.
Oh.
Last Saturday we had subs.
Oh.
Next week we're having Mexican.
So did you like just call today or was it like a...
No! It was last week.
What the fuck? You give them a week notice and they're like, no.
They're like, sorry, we're booked for the holiday. All of December. I'm like,
that's
weird.
No, the fuck you're not.
Correct.
On a Saturday afternoon for lunch. Fuck you.
Correct.
Yeah. I will be taking my business and shoving it up your ass.
Correct. So, it's fine. Today has been actually surprisingly busy, which I love.
You know, I checked my caller log records, and the last time you called me was Monday.
This was a rough week. Thank you for asking. So, because I had to remember the day I ate lunch at late because I had to go again to the vet because my dog was limping. So, I took him to that, and so I've been consumed with that. And I've had some internal fires here that were really, really bad. But I think we've gotten them out. But anyways, I took him to the vet, no break, no surgery, no nothing. My vet, who is like 180 years old, and he's been around since I was a kid, is the nicest man. He wears a little bow tie, very sweet. But then last night, I'm in bed because my husband's sleeping in the other room because it's lower, the bed, and Romy can jump and not get hurt. And I'm in my bed where Romy normally sleeps with. I see a toenail of his. So I think his toenail came off, and it hurt him. And now I want to call the vet and be like, how did you miss this? I want my $96 back. So I've been in and out, and then I had, I mean, a lot of internal fires. Let me tell you, I earned every fucking penny this week. When I tell you, on a non-recorded line someday, yeah, every penny and then some. Yeah. They actually owe me money. So, yeah. But I think what my plan is, so I have all these accounts, and I love my accounts. I want to go down to, like, 40 accounts, and that's it. That way I can just focus on my main ones, grow my reps, and I can talk to my same people every week, multiple times. That's the plan.
Well, all I know is if you cut me.
No. Oh, yes. Please always say that, too. That makes me feel good. But this is the thing. I would never cut you, first of all. This is the thing. You wouldn't. Eventually, you know why, and I'll tell you why. We excel here in customer service. Somebody would call you. I would have to guess if I left here, they would give you, oh, my God, they'd probably give you the wrong fucking person because they don't know you. They'd listen to some calls to see how we interact, and they'd want to give you to Emily. And Emily, yeah, they'd want to give you Emily because it's a girl, so they're like, okay, she gels with a girl. And Emily is amazing. Not the same. So
yeah.
They give you,
I think it goes
Mick. I think they give you Mick.
But my issue is I never know if his name is actually Mick or if it's Mike or if it's Nick.
Well, we have all of them here. We have a Nick, Mick, and Michael, so that makes sense.
I know, and I always have issues because whenever a man answers a phone, it's one of them. And I'm like, oh, dear God, I talked to one of the dicks. Like one of the, no, one of the icks. That's what they, one of their icks.
So then they'd give you Nick. And Nick would be like, oh, my God, I'm, you know, because he goes to all the IJ and RJO shows. And he's great, too.
And you never go.
No, I'm going this year.
Which one, though? Because are you going to February, which I'm going to be on maternity leave, and I will not be there.
I'm going to both.
Oh, you fucking better.
I'm going to both.
We usually just go to summer.
Yeah. This is the thing. They're going to have to start. It's always the same people that go for the most part. They're going to have to start training some new people to go. I'm 47 years old. I can't. You know, one day I'll be a grandma, and once that's done, I don't even know if I'll be here.
What?
No, I think once I become a grandma, I'll probably, if my son is in Rochester, it's fine, no problem. If he's not, I'm probably leaving and going to talk my owner into opening an office in the town I'm in. Which is actually a good idea. And then I'll hire wherever I am.
I can't imagine me working and you not.
Oh, my God. Listen, I have no plans on leaving here. I'm actually quite content and happy, oddly enough.
Oh, is your boss over your shoulder right now?
No, I would tell him if I wasn't. He's not even on the floor. He's upstairs. He's probably tapped into our call, though.
You're like, I am so happy.
No. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here. No, I do. Actually, the new role I have, like helping the floor, the day-to-day stuff, I really do love. I feel like, I don't know, that's really what I was supposed to be doing in my life, like helping people grow. You know what I mean? That's the teacher in me. Mm. The sales part and my jewelers are extra. They're the cherry on top, baby. They are. And I have the best. Go get something to eat.
Yeah, I need to figure out something.
All right, because I'm chopping in your ear. I'm sorry. I'm being a fatty.
Well, and then you're talking about like a pepper or something, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I want a meatball sub with peppers and onions.
Oh, my God.
That sounds so good.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Because we have this restaurant right across the street. They make their homemade meatballs.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Meatball sub with peppers and onions. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they're like roasted peppers and onions.
Yeah, never heard that for a meatball sub.
That's what they do across the street. That's like their little
niche
thing.
Yeah. All right, well, go get some food and let me find you an Oval. And then call me back later.
Okay.
All right, bye, Bill.
Thanks.
Bye.